Hi, I'm Carlos, here to talk about creating set files for WindowEyes. Now last time, we explained what set files are, which again are basically settings for WindowEyes, and we explained how to make minor changes to a set file. We changed our voice rate and pitch for our set file. We also explained how to save our set file. Now this time, we're going to explain some more options that you have in set files, especially for the screen and keyboard voices, which will give you some choices when it comes to how to read the screen and how to get the voice to speak when you type. So I'm going to open up my WordPad. I'm going to press my Start menu button.
Start menu.
And P for program.
P equals. Programs pull down.
Press Enter in Accessories and press W for WordPad.
Button. Desktop. Custom control. List view. My computer. 1 of 33 no selected item. WordPad. Rich edit.
Okay. Now we're into our WordPad document, a blank document here. Let's type a sentence real quick.
H E L L here space T O A Y space X R U A Y period.
Okay, I just typed a sentence. I'll press my up arrow key to read that.
Hello, today is a wonderful day.
And I read that sentence just like you and I would have a conversation. It doesn't read any punctuation, it doesn't tell us about the spacing, it doesn't tell us about the capitalization or anything. It just reads the sentence. But we can turn features on that tell us how many spaces there are, or what the punctuations are, or even what's capitalized. Let's start by turning on a feature that'll read us our punctuations. So I'm going to press Control Backslash.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
And since all this is pertaining to reading the screen, we're going to go to the screen menu.
S. V equals voice global disabled.
I pressed Alt S. Now I'm going to press my down arrow key until we get to the punctuation menu.
R equals rate global disabled. P equals pitch global disabled. T equals tone global disabled. O equals volume global disabled.
By the way, every letter that is saying before the item that it's on, you can press that letter to jump directly to that item.
U equals punctuation pull down.
Now here we are, I just pressed my down arrow key again. We're at the punctuation pull down. And notice it said U equals punctuation. Next time we come in here, we can just press the letter U to get right to this menu. So I'm going to press enter.
T equals textual off.
And here we have our different categories of punctuation. Right here is our textual punctuations, and that's currently set to off. That's actually what I want to turn on, since I'm interested in hearing things such as periods, question marks, exclamation marks, commas, and those sorts of things. I'm going to press enter.
List box. Dialog select textual punctuation mode. Close box off. Dictionary only default button. OK button. Cancel top off 1 of 3.
Okay, so we're brought into a dialog, and we have three options. Off is by default what it's set to right now, and that reads no punctuation at all. The dictionary option pertains to when you create a character dictionary. If you have a period in that dictionary and you have period spoken as point or dot or however you wanted to say it, it'll get that information from the dictionary that you set up. But it'll only speak what is in that dictionary. If we want to have everything spoken, we can just go to on as far as everything pertaining to this category of punctuation marks. So I'm going to press my down arrow key until we get to on.
Dictionary only. Bottom. On 3 of 3.
Okay, so now we're here and I'm going to press enter.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
Now press escape to get out of the WindowEyes control panel and back into my WordPad document.
Document WordPad. Rich edit.
And now we're back in our document. I'm going to press my up arrow key.
Hello, period. Today is a wonderful day, period.
Okay, now you hear it read us our punctuation, which only punctuation I have here is a period. Now, if I wanted to find out which words are capitalized without cursoring letter by letter to find out which words capitalized, we can do that. Let's go back to the WindowEyes control panel.
WindowEyes active WordPad .000 associated WordPad .000.
Again, to get to the screen menu.
S. V equals voice global disabled.
Now we're going to arrow down until we get to our capitalization alert option.
R equals rate global disabled. P equals pitch global disabled. T equals tone global disabled. O equals volume global disabled. U equals punctuation pull down. M equals numbers on. C equals capitalization alert off.
Okay, here we are. And it tells us the current state of this option, which is off. I'm going to press enter.
List box. Dialog select capitalization alert mode. Close box off. Say cap pitch default button. OK button. Cancel top off 1 of 3.
Now here we are. We're brought into a dialog where we have three choices. We have off, which is the default. That's what it's set on right now. So it won't say any capitalization in any way, shape, or form. We also have another option that says pitch. WindowEyes will speak in a higher pitch when it comes across the capitalization. And there's another option, the third option, being say cap. This means that WindowEyes will say the word cap prior to a word that's capitalized. Well, let's go to say cap, and we'll see how that works out.
Say cap 2 of 3.
I'm going to press enter. By the way, I pressed my down arrow to get to this. And I'm pressing
WindowEyes active word pad point 000 associated word pad point 000.
Now I'll press escape to get back to my document.
Cap document cap word pad.
And
Rich
immediately.
Cap, hello period cap today is a wonderful day period.
Excuse me, immediately we hear WindowEyes announcing cap, even for the title bar, because the title bar is spoken in the screen voice. Everything that it came across that was capitalized, it said cap prior to the word. Now there's a couple of different things that this cap feature will do. I'm going to hit my end key to make sure I'm at the end of the line.
End of line.
And press my enter. Now, if I type a word, such as the word word, in all caps.
W-O-R-D.
Now, the keyboard voice by default is set to speak capitalizations in a higher pitch. But the screen voice is what we just changed. So if I press my down arrow key.
Cap word.
You heard WindowEyes announce cap word. That's because I typed that word in all caps. Now I'm going to press my end key again to make sure I'm at the end of the line.
End of line.
And press enter. Now I'm going to type the word word, but I'm going to mix it up a little. I'm going to type a capital W, a lowercase o, a capital
R,
and a lowercase D.
D.
Now when I press my down arrow.
Cap word.
Now WindowEyes announces cap three times prior to that, because that's letting us know that this word has a mixture of lowercase and capital letters. Whereas just cap tells us this word is all capitalized, and cap tells us this word just has the first letter capitalized. So we'll give you information as far as what's capitalized, what's not, and how the word is capitalized, being, like I say, just the first letter, all caps, or a mixture. Now, if I'm interested in learning how things are spaced, we can turn our format alert on, which is under the screen menu in the WindowEyes control panel. So I'm going to press control backslash.
WindowEyes active word pad point 000 associated word pad point 000.
I'm going to press my alt S.
S. V equals voice global disabled.
And now I'm going to arrow down till I get to the format option.
R equals rate global. P equals pitch global. T equals tone global. O equals volume global. U equals punch. N equals numbers up. C equals capitalization. F equals format alert off.
Okay, here we are. The format alert, which is currently off. Let's press enter to turn it on. And hit escape to get back into our document.
Cap document. Cap word pad.
I'm going to silence that. Now let's press our up arrow key.
Indented 0.2 inches. Cap hello period 2 spaces. Cap today is a wonderful day period.
It just told us that we had 2 spaces between the period at the end of hello and the word today. This is very useful, especially when proofreading documents. You might also have noticed it did say indented 0.whatever inches. It will tell you how far over your text is from the left edge of the document window. Now, WindowEyes also gives you control over how numbers are spoken. I'm going to go through the WindowEyes control panel real quick and turn these two features off, the format alert and the capitalization alert, off. I press control backslash.
WindowEyes active word pad.
And I'm going to silence that. Press alt S. And I'm going to press the letter F.
F.
And that'll turn the format alert off. Now I'm going to go back to the screen menu. Alt S.
S. E equals.
And press the letter C.
C. Dialog select
capitalization alert. And I'm going to arrow up till I get to off.
Top. Off 1 of 3. WindowEyes.
Okay. Now, we can also control how WindowEyes speaks numbers. I'm going to press escape.
Document word pad.
And I'm going to press control N.
End of document.
Make sure I'm at the end of my document. And press enter. I'm going to type the number 2153.
2, 1, 5, 3.
And I'm going to press my down arrow.
2153.
And it read us 2153. Now, if we want, we can have WindowEye speak just the numbers as far as 2153. To do that, we can go to the WindowEye control panel again.
WindowEye active WordPad point.
Hit Alt S for the screen
S
menu.
E equals voice global disabled.
And we're going to hit the letter N to get right to the numbers option. And it's only on or off, so it's just going to accept the change and turn it on. I'm just going to press the letter N.
N.
Now I can hit escape to get out of here. Out of
document WordPad.
Now when I press down arrow.
2153.
We hear just the number spoken. So with the number alert on, WindowEye will read 2153. Or with numbers off, you'll hear 2153. Now there's one other thing that I'd like to show you, and that is concerning the keyboard voice. Now, by default, WindowEye says every letter that you type, but some people prefer to type and have the word spoken when you press the spacebar. That is what's called word mode in WindowEye, and that is found under the keyboard menu. Let's go back to the WindowEye control panel.
WindowEye active WordPad point.
And press Alt K.
K equals voice global disabled.
Now, the word mode is at the very bottom of the menu, so I'm just going to arrow up one time.
W equals word mode off.
And here we are at the word mode option. Press enter on this.
List box. Dialog select word mode close box. Off on with numbers default button OK cancel top off 1 of 3.
Okay, so we have three options. Off, which is by default. WindowEye will speak every character as you type. We have three options. Off is the default option, meaning that WindowEye will say every letter as we type it. And won't say a word when we press spacebar. On means that when we type a word and press the spacebar, WindowEye will say the word once the spacebar is pressed. Now, on with numbers means that when you type a number and press the spacebar, it'll say that. If it's just on, it'll say the numbers as you type them, but on with numbers mean that even the numbers are included as far as what it says until you press the spacebar. Meaning that when it's on with numbers, the numbers are included as far as the word mode. But when it's just on, the words are not included with word mode. So let's go to just on. I think that'll be good for our example here. I'm going to press my down arrow key.
On. 2 of 3.
And press enter.
WindowEye active WordPad point.
Now I'll silence that and press escape.
Document WordPad.
Press rich
edit.
Control N to
end
get
of
to
document.
End of the document and press enter. And I'll start typing. Okay, now you probably heard my keyboard, but WindowEye wasn't announcing anything. That's because I just typed the word hello, and now I'm going to press the spacebar.
Hello,
now
space.
Now you heard hello, space. You heard everything I typed when I pressed the spacebar.
How, space, R, space, U, space.
So that is word mode. Now, some people probably don't want to hear space, whether you're in word mode or not. Let's go back to the WindowEye control panel.
WindowEye active word pad
control
point 000 associated word pad.
And press Alt K to get to the
B
keyboard
equals
menu.
Voice global disabled.
Now, the keyboard voice has the same options as far as the punctuation menu, but there are extra things in there which pertain to the keyboard. So let's go down to the punctuation menu.
R equals rate global disabled. T equals pitch global disabled. T equals tone. O equals volume. U equals punctuation.
And
pull down.
Press enter.
T equals textual on.
Okay, now these are on because as we type, WindowEye does say things like period, comma, question mark. If we turn them off, WindowEye wouldn't announce anything when we type those from the keyboard. Let's press our down arrow key.
A equals math on.
Our math punctuations are spoken when we type them.
M equals miscellaneous on.
Our miscellaneous things are spoken when we type them.
S equals space on.
And here we come to space. Space is on when we press the space bar. Now if you don't want that on, we can press enter.
Select space punctuation mode. Close box off on default. OK button cancel.
We're brought into a dialogue where we have three options. Off, dictionary only, and on. It's on by default, which means it'll say space whenever you press the space bar. Dictionary means if you have spacebar added into a dictionary and you prefer to say something other than space, you could set it to speak however you want it to speak, depending on how you set it up in your dictionary. Now, we're interested in turning it off, so I'm going to press my up arrow key until I get to off.
Dictionary only. Top. Off one.
And we're going to press enter.
Window eyes active word pad point zero.
Press escape.
Document word pad.
And
rich edit. Hello period.
When we begin typing again.
Hello. How are you?
Now we don't hear space every time we press the space bar. Now again, this doesn't just pertain to the word mode option. If we turn word mode off and start typing, we'll hear every letter, but we won't hear space whenever we press the space bar. Well, that's about all the time we have for this segment of creating set files for Window Eyes. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.